This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's look again at Mark chapter 5. In our last visit, we discovered how Jesus miraculously delivered a demon-possessed man. Following this miracle, the people requested Jesus to leave their region. He did leave, but before leaving, he commissioned the transformed man to go back to his family and these hardened sinners to share his testimony of what God has done. When Jesus landed on the other side of the lake, he and his disciples were surrounded by a large crowd. In that crowd were two troubled individuals with desperate needs. Jairus, one of the synagogue rulers, fell at Jesus' feet and pleaded earnestly for him to come to his home and heal his daughter, who was on her deathbed. On the way, with the crowd jostling him, a woman with an incurable illness made her way through the crowd to touch his garment. For 12 years, she went from doctor to doctor, spent all that she had, and was only getting worse. She thought if she could just touch his garment, she would be healed. Miraculously, she was healed. After this happened, word came to them that Jairus' daughter had died. Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Then he continued to his home and raised her from the dead. Reflecting on these miracles, I felt like doing a chapter study. I chose as the title for this chapter, "It Takes a Miracle." For a key verse, I chose verse 36, "Don't be afraid, just believe." I then put into a sentence the significant truth. No matter what your circumstance, no matter what your need, no matter how desperate your plight, Jesus can make a difference in you and others if you simply believe in Him. We'll continue this study in our next visit.